Where in the Bible will I find the one baptism that is now in effect? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Several different baptisms are mentioned in the Scriptures, with different purposes and for different people. The people of Israel in leaving Egypt were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, 1 Corinthians 10, 1 and 2. Jesus speaks of the baptism of suffering he was to undergo, Mark 10, 38. John baptized with the baptism of repentance, Acts 19, 4. John said of Jesus, "He shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire," Matthew 3, 11. After his death and resurrection, Jesus commanded the apostles to preach the gospel to every creature, and then promised, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," Mark 16, 15 and 16. About 30 years after the death of Jesus, Paul taught very plainly to the church in Ephesus that there was then one baptism. That means the others had all fulfilled their purpose and passed away. The promise of the baptism of the Holy Spirit found its fulfillment in both the Jews, Acts 2, 1 through 21, and Gentiles, Acts 11, 14 through 16. This baptism was administered only by Christ, not by man. It was a promise, not a command. And it was for a select group, not for every creature. The baptism commanded by Jesus in Mark 16, 15 and 16, and Matthew 28, 19 and 20, was to be administered by man. It was for all nations, and was to last until the end of the world. This was to be the one baptism of Ephesians 4, verse 5. When the apostles, in obeying the command of Jesus, preached the gospel, they commanded people to be baptized. Acts 2:38, Acts 10:48, Acts 22:16. The element was clearly stated. Can any man forbid water, that these should not be baptized? Acts 10:47. Here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Acts 8:36. Baptism, the one baptism of Ephesians 4, verse 5, which was commanded by the Lord for all nations unto the end of the world, is baptism in water. That is the one baptism that is in effect today.